Hey everyone, and welcome back to Your Daily Tips,
a podcast where we talk about all the tips you could ever need in life, from how to navigate theme parks to how to train your dog.
I'm Kenzie from Utah.
I'm Brooklyn.
And we are teens just like many of you who are ready to provide some helpful tips for life.
So get settled and get ready for the show.
Welcome to any new listeners, and welcome back to everyone else who has listened before.
Here at Your Daily Tips, we have the same format. We focus on one specific topic and give some tips about that topic.
Today, as fall is approaching, we will talk about the place Corn Bellies and how to navigate it, and what food stands are the best. It's more fun than it sounds, so take some notes for the next time you go to Corn Bellies. For our first tip, we will discuss how to navigate Corn Bellies and what order to go in.
First, you need to check the map and discuss a meetup spot for your parents or your friends if any of you get lost.
Make sure it's easy to find and you're able to see it easily.
Then, it is better and easier to go in a circle-like shape around the park so that you don't end up running all over the place and getting lost.
Then, you can also make sure you didn't miss anything you wanted to try.
For a second tip, we will talk about what you might want to try out.
I personally think that the corn maze is awesome and fun to try and navigate. Try to do this before dark, though, so that the hints are easier to find. Then the corn pit is super fun, as it's like a sand pit, but with corn. Even me, a 13-year-old, enjoys this type of thing. After these fun activities, I would go over by Kitty Town and play with your little siblings there, or you can bounce on the air trampoline watching them play.
Now we will have a sponsor. Have a quick word. Don't go away. Finish writing down those notes, and we will have a short interlude. Here at Grammarly, we help teens and adults improve their writing. It's easy to install and saves you time, so you don't have to check your writing many times. Install Grammarly today and become a better writer.
For our last tip, we will tell you all which food and snacks to get at while at Corn Bellies. My first one would definitely be the cookie kit, since they have fresh, warm, soft, and small chocolate chip cookies that come in a cup, and you can order cold, fresh milk to go along with it. Me and all my friends love this place and go every time to get their amazing milk and cookies.
Another place that has good food would be the Donut Store, where they sell super good pumpkin donuts, as well as other great flavors. There are plenty more good stores that are there that you should try out.
Today, we've heard how not to get lost, good places to try, and some good food stores.
We can't wait for you to use and try out all these tips, and hopefully love all these just as we do.
Make sure to share your thoughts with us. And we can't wait to hear from you all. Make sure to share it with your friends as well so they can enjoy all of these. You've made it to the end of Your Daily Tip podcast. Contact us at yourdailytips.com. Don't forget, that's yourdailytips.com. Stay curious, and we'll see you in the next episode.